This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Authorities in Kazakhstan said Thursday dozens of protesters have been killed in attacks on government buildings, where at least 12 police officers died, and one of the officers was found beheaded. A police spokesman says there were attempts to storm buildings in Almaty overnight, and, quote, dozens of attackers were liquidated. The reported attempts to storm the buildings came after widespread unrest in the city on Wednesday, including seizure of the mayor's building, which was set on fire. State news cited the city commandments office as saying Thursday that 353 law enforcement officers were injured in addition to the 12 killed. Kazakhstan is experiencing the worst street protests the country has seen since gaining independence. Thousands of Sudanese took to the streets in the capital Khartoum and other cities once again Thursday to protest the October military coup, while security forces fired tear gas to disperse the crowd. Activists have posted live videos on the social media, showing protesters waving the Sudanese flag in several cities with crowds chanting. Social media also swarmed with images showing tear gas clouds and protesters hurling stones and throwing back empty canisters at security forces. There were no immediate reports of injuries. The Sudanese Professionals Association, which has spearheaded many rallies since the October 25th coup, called earlier on protesters to march to the presidential palace, the seat of the ruling military government in Khartoum. Since the coup, at least 60 people have been killed and hundreds have been wounded in clashes with security forces as they seek to thwart the protests. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Global food prices reached a 10-year high in 2021, rising by an average of 28% compared to the previous year. The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization said Thursday, the FAO's Food Price Index, which tracks monthly changes in the international prices of commonly traded food commodities, dipped slightly in December. However, it remained close to the record it set in February 2011. The index as a whole was the highest in a decade. The group's chief economist says prices in all food categories jumped last year due to strong demand. Food oils saw an average price jump of 66% last year to hit their highest ever level. Tennis world number one Novak Djokovic won temporary relief in his deportation from Australia on Thursday, but is set to spend the night in an immigration detention facility as he fights to remain in the country. The vaccine skeptic Serb was detained at Melbourne's airport for having failed to, quote, provide appropriate evidence of double vaccination or a medical exemption needed to enter the country. Djokovic had jetted into Australia on Wednesday, hoping to defend his Australian Open crown and to bid for an unprecedented 21st Grand Slam title. But he was questioned at the airport overnight before having his visa revoked and being transferred to a Melbourne immigration detention facility pending deportation. A judge ordered the controversial star would not be removed from Australia before Monday, when a final hearing is set to begin. The 34-year-old boasted on Instagram this week he'd scored an unexpected medical exemption to play. That move prompted widespread outcry in Australia, where many residents have been unable to travel or welcome family from overseas for the last 2 years. Child marriage became illegal in the Philippines on Thursday as a law banning the practice took effect in a country where one in six girls enters wedlock before the age of 18. The impoverished Southeast Asian country has the 12th highest number of child marriages in the world, according to a Britain-based rights group, with long-held cultural practices and gender inequality hindering change. But a new law signed by President Rodrigo Duterte and released to the public on Thursday lays out prison terms of up to 12 years for marrying or cohabiting with anyone under 18. The government says the law is consistent with international conventions on the rights of women and children. However, some portions of the legislation have been suspended for 1 year to allow for a transition period for Muslims and indigenous communities in which child marriage is relatively common. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.